Sebastian, Mutt, Lou, and Steve, how are you?
Very well. How you doing?
I know an early morning arrival here this morning, back here in New England. You guys have the day off, is the report. There's also reports out there that your teammate Vince Wilfork hurt his Achilles and is going to be out for the year. If that were the case, Sebastian, what type of loss would that be for your Patriot team?
I mean, I truly don't know what the injury is. I just saw him leave yesterday, so I really have no idea. But anytime, you know, you lose a player, it's never a good thing. You know, you don't want to see anybody get hurt on our team or on the opponent. So I just sort of keep talking about it. You know, it's always tough, but you know, you gotta keep going, I guess.
Can you talk about his leadership, Sebastian? That locker room. I know you're on different sides of the football, but do you see that on a daily basis, Vince, and his leadership ability on that team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's been here for quite a while and performed on a very high level every year, and you know, it's been in there in every game since I've been here, I think. And so, absolutely, he's a phenomenal player, but also just a great teammate and a great, great leader, no doubt about it.
Sebastian, you guys came out in that first drive and you had that screen pass, but then it was 10 straight runs for the touchdown pass to Mulligan. Was that something that you guys just saw? You felt you could run the ball against?
Well, and I'm not a play caller here, but I guess you kind of go with whatever works. You know, I think we did a decent job yesterday. And so, again, for an offensive lineman, you know, see your run play call, you're always kind of happy about it. And if it works, you know, you're even more happy. So I was definitely pleased for that.
I was thinking about that. Do you guys like getting into that kind of rhythm where you're just grinding it out and moving along, or do you prefer to change it up and work different angles?
Again, kind of what works. You know, you don't want to be one-dimensional and just get, you know, stuffed every time or whatever it is or whatever works. But, you know, if you can do the same thing, you know, and end up with a touchdown, you know, I take that any day.
You know, I heard Logan Mankins after the game yesterday say that, and he felt that, guys, you could have run more. And that sometimes he does go up to Josh McDaniels and say, hey, we can run more because they have that relationship. Do you have that kind of clout where you can walk up to Josh McDaniels and say, this is what we need to do more? Or you leave it up to Logan?
You know, kind of leave that up to the coaches, I guess. So, like, you know, players get paid to play, they get paid to coach. So kind of leave that up to them.
Well, what it did lead to, you guys running the ball early, it seemed, you know, watching on TV, was the play action, Sebastian. In this early in the second half, you came out, it seemed like the defense of Atlanta was so focused on the run that there were some big plays that Tom and the receivers made downfield. Did you feel like in that second half, early especially, that they were over-concerned with the run and that play action opened up things for your offense?
Yeah, probably. I mean, every time you run the ball effectively, it puts the defense in the mind because they got to defend, you know, like you were just saying, the run game, the play action opens up normally the pass plays. So if you can make the run game go, it definitely opens up your playbook a little bit, and you can do a lot more things.
Seemed like you guys had pretty good protection for Brady. Were you surprised? I don't think they blitz as much as I've seen them blitz in the past, but you guys seem to do a nice job with the pass protection. Do you see something in the film that led to that?
No, I think they're a good defensive team, and you know they have good speed, and they give people problems, but you never know how teams play. It seems like, you know, they play a little differently every week. And so, you know, you prepare for a heavy blitz game, but you also, you know, adjust if it doesn't happen. And you just try to take your chances and your opportunities on there.
We're talking to Sebastian Vollmer. Patriots win in Atlanta, go to 4-0. Another thing that emerged last night on your side of the football was the young receivers. And you've watched these guys, Sebastian, week in and week out. Can you speak to what appears to be a renewed confidence level here from even week one to week four, you know, Tom on the same page with these young guys?
Yeah, I mean, like you were just saying, you know, we see it every week, and I think everyone on this team really works hard, and it doesn't really matter the position group, and but especially, you know, the guys coming in here, you just see, you know, they're picking it right up, they, you know, staying late, coming in early, they work for Tom, they work whatever they need to work on, and you know, eventually it will pay off, and it's only going to get better from here.
How difficult was it in that dome last night? The communication was one concern. A lot of people have some youth out there at wide receiver. Was it loud?
Yeah, it was definitely loud. I mean, they can bring it over there, and but you know, it's a fun environment. You know, it's really energetic, and obviously not necessarily for us, but it's a fun stadium to play in, no doubt about it.
We'll get you out on that. The report is you guys are off today, that Bill gave you the day off, no meetings, no practice. How does Sebastian Vollmer spend an off day Monday after winning Atlanta?
Well, I'm here at the stadium right now, so going back to work.
No off day for Sebastian. Sebastian, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Sebastian Vollmer joining us.